Franklin Graham, Anti-Semitism on the Rise in U.S. as Universities Take Millions for Centers for Islamic Study. By Jeff Poor on May 22, 2025. Thursday on Newsmax TV's On the Record, Reverend Franklin Graham offered his condolences to the couple murdered by an alleged left-wing pro-Palestine suspect. Graham addressed the rise of anti-Semitism in America, which he tied to an expanded footprint for Islamic studies in U.S. universities. "Why, you know, the gospel message, Greta, it's simple," he said. "It's that God loves us, that He created us, and we have a problem, and that problem is sin. We saw that manifest itself there in Washington yesterday, as this couple was murdered. Sin has infected the hearts of every person in this world. And the only way sin can be dealt with was for God to send His Son, Jesus Christ, to take our sins. And He died and shed His blood on that cross, Greta. He was buried for our sins. And on the third day, God raised Him to life. And the only hope for this world is Christ changing the hearts of each individual, one at a time. And He can do that," Graham continued. "He did it to my heart when I was 22. I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life, and He changed me. So this part of the world needs our prayers. We see anti-Semitism growing in this country. And a lot of this has to do with the many millions of dollars that have been given to our universities to have centers for Islamic study and these types of things, which are just fronts, really, for anti-Semitic messages to be taught to our young people." Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.